Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor. I'm excited to welcome the program Atticus Schaefer from The Middle. How are you? And I know you're excited about the season premiere, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm doing very well. No, this is these are very exciting times. I can't wait for the premiere.
Exactly. And you think about the years in The Middle. What do you think is one of your greatest memories so far of being on the show?
You know what? Every week is such an adventure. Every week we get to do something different. Every week the storylines are just so unique and fun. And actually, this year specifically, the writers have really hit the ground running this year. They've come up with some amazing storylines, not just storylines that will be in one episode, but they're linear and they'll go through several episodes. And we just finished our seventh episode, and actually we begin our eighth episode today. And we are still dealing with storylines that began at the beginning of the season. So there's really a lot of great plot lines, and it's been such a blast to be able to film. So I can't wait for people to finally be able to see it.
And Atticus, thinking about your character, thinking about how it's matured and grown throughout the years, you have to be pinching yourself in a way, saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe where my character's grown from the beginning of the show to now.
Oh, absolutely. No, and that's the thing too, is it's just like real life. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen as you grow up, and then hindsight's 2020 and you see where you've come from. And it's the same way with Brick. I mean, Brick is just, he's always been a fun character to play. I've always loved his uniqueness, the way he follows the beat to his own drummer. But now having him mature in that, and having him now just starting high school, and how does he handle these situations? It's so exciting to see not only where he's been, but where he's going.
Yeah, and that's so true. That's so true, Atticus, because think about the Brick character and when he was starting and how he was just really, really, really young. Now you're thinking, how old were you when you started the show? How old were you, Atticus?
I was 10 when I started this show. Actually, what people don't know is there was a pilot before the pilot that we all have gotten to know, with a completely different cast besides myself. And we recorded that when I was 8. So I've technically been a part of the show since I was 8.
And now how old are you, by the way?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Oh, wow. So how many seasons of The Middle have there been? I wouldn't even have known that. How many?
It's been eight seasons. Eight seasons for us.
Wow. That's got to be a tremendous ride. I mean, to think about that. Atticus.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because not everyone gets that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, not everyone gets that opportunity. That's no problem. Oh, no big deal. No, I'm used to people cutting me off. I have 5 kids of my own, Bricks. I mean, I'm Atticus, so that's how it works.
Oh, so, there you go. Yeah, okay, so you're used to it. What I was going to say is it has been an incredible ride. It's been such a blessing for us to not only be able to work on a show that we love and we love playing the characters, but to be able to work on a show that really does have some good values and has actually created quite a few good role models on the show. And I get people all the time, kids and adults, that say, hey, we look up to you because of the uniqueness of your character and because of the way your character handles things. And for me, that's like a huge honor, because for me to be able to be a role model at such a young age is absolutely incredible.
And think about it, with the ability of the older seasons being on TV every day, you're in pretty much everyone's home every day for almost 8 years. You know that. That's pretty wild.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's crazy in a good way.
It's a good way for sure, because it continues to live on for sure. Again, Tuesday night, the season premiere at 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, the funny commercials about you guys moving. That's a funny thing as well, where you were left in the house and in the wrong family. That was a great ABC commercial for sure. That was probably fun to do as well, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. You know, that's the thing. It's actually our writers on that show, one of the creators of our show, Eileen Heisler, she actually was the one that pitched that idea. And she went to Warner Brothers and said, hey, you know, we're moving to the new night. She went to Warner Brothers and AMC and said, hey, we're moving to this new night. Let's make some promos about it. let us write the promos, but here's our idea. And she came up with that idea. And I got to tell you, being able to go on the set of the Goldbergs, and I don't mind plugging them because they're a part of our family. Being able to go on the set of the Goldbergs and meet with those absolutely outstanding people was such a treat for me. I know it was a treat for Patty as well. They are so efficient over there, but they're also so kind and nice and very down to earth. And that is so pleasing to me because in this business, people lose their minds. You know, people will kind of get the ego thing going on and things kind of get ruined. But when you go there and it's not ruined and just the amazing uniqueness of these you know, kids and adults that work on the show are the same way as their characters, and they even more so than their characters, it is so amazing to be able to watch that. And I've actually become a fan of the Goldbergs because of it. So I'm excited to potentially be able to see some of their episodes and their work as well. And I mean, it's amazing. So that was a great experience.
So one thing quickly to say, to expect, what should we expect from you in high school? Any changes in your characters, certain situations going to high school?
The minor change that lasted all of two episodes, I'm going to let you guys experience for yourselves. But the one of the main things is Brick, he's going into high school. It's his clean slate. He's deeming it his clean slate. He wants to be able to kind of start over and see where he ends up. And he wants to fit in more. He wants to be cool. He doesn't want to just be deemed the weird kid. So he does several things to try to achieve that. And what you're about to see in tomorrow night's episode is going to be very cool. And I'm excited to have everyone finally be able to see how he handles this high school life of his.
And you going to Tuesday nights, oh my gosh, you got a great lineup on Tuesday nights. Again, I'm such a huge fan of some of the shows for sure. And so it's a great Tuesday night to be part of, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, it's actually an honor because ABC and Warner Brothers, when they moved us, you know, you kind of all, my first thought is, oh, worry, why are they moving us? What's going on? But I actually found out the reason why. And the reason is they trust us and they want to honor us with starting a new comedy block night. They're deeming us strong enough that we can start a comedy night, hold our own.
You can.
And also be able to benefit the newer shows. And for me, that's such an honor because that means that they really trust us and they really want to see us, succeed, and not only us succeed, but they trust us to help others succeed too. Because I remember way back in season one when we weren't even picked up for a full season, when we're going, oh, I wonder how long this is going to last. And then to be able to now be the mature ones that are the veterans that have been on there for 8 years now, and now we're the ones helping shows that are like that, is just so cool to me.
And I love Fresh Off the Boat. I love it. So again, now again, we have another great comedy block Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Atticus, where can we find information on you? Is there a Twitter, certain place we can follow you and learn more about you?
Absolutely, yes. So I was very late to social media, and that was by my own doing. I should have known better, but I have a fan page, which is actually my personal page on Facebook. And it's the official Atticus Schaefer fan page. And then on Twitter, I am at Atticus Schaefer and then the number 2.
All right. Well, cool, man. Definitely tune in Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, to The Middle, and check out Atticus and see what his new high school experience will be. Thanks for calling, man, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.